If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 24 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Biden looking back on the life of former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday in Plains, Georgia.
I've been hanging out with Jimmy Carter for over 50 years, it dawned on me.
President-elect Donald Trump, a frequent critic of Carter, said in a statement that the 39th president did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans and that we all owe him a debt of gratitude. A state funeral has been set for January 9th. ABC's Steve Osunsami at the Carter Center in Atlanta.
These events, they've been planning them for years, but now some of them are going to be taking place over a holiday. His son Chip is calling his father a hero, saying that he's had to share him with the rest of the world and they will continue doing so.
Jimmy Carter was 100. To South Korea now, where authorities say they've identified more than 140 of the people killed in this weekend's passenger jet crash. 179 people in total were killed, with only two survivors said to have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News. Another athlete robbed.
Dallas Mavericks point guard Luka Doncic's home was broken into Friday during his team's road trip. Burglars allegedly taking jewelry valued at $30,000. The NFL, NBA, and NHL all warning its players of a South American crime syndicate, saying skilled criminals are increasingly targeting athletes' homes on game days.
Authorities are warning that these criminals are going as far as using drones and signal jamming technology.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The investigation into another celebrity robbery going to South America, a $9,000 Rolex stolen from the home of Keanu Reeves, has been found in Chile. And checkmate in Jeansgate at the top of the chess world. The International Chess Federation now saying top-ranked player Magnus Carlsen can play today. He quit on Friday after being fined for playing in jeans. The federation now allowing for what it calls minor variations in dress code. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Happy New Year from Heather at the Creative Outlet. Is your scrapbooking ready for the new year? It's okay. Don't worry. I can help. At the Creative Outlet, we are extending our 50% off scrapbooking paper sale until January 4th. This is a great opportunity to get unique products that you need to get your albums caught up. We are your resource for one-of-a-kind scrapbooking products that will make your memories come to life in your albums. Our 50% off sale ends this Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. the Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We're 24 degrees in Richland Center, and we'll be back to check forecast details for the next couple of days and the brand new spanking year coming up as well.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
Well, navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holidays are merry and your travels are safe. Best wishes for the new year.
Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. May this season of giving bring peace to your heart, joy to your soul, and magic to your days. As the new year draws near, we hope it's filled with love, health, and all the things that make life wonderful. Happy holidays from Center Pharmacy, Richland County Bank, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and Burnham Lumber.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 37. Widespread fog at times. In fact, we're under a dense fog advisory until noon today. A high of 37, a low of 29 tonight. A light drizzle and a chance of some rain or snow mixed overnight. For Tuesday, 32. And it looks like a chance of some light snow with minor accumulations. New Year's Eve, 20 degrees with a chance of flurries and some wind chills that will drop to the lower teens. For New Year's Day, partly cloudy. A chance of flurries, a high of 25. 25 for a high Thursday, 22 Friday, 19 on Saturday with clouds increasing and a chance of some light snow or rain. Sunday, snow or rain snow mix, possible with accumulations, a high of 21. Right now, WRCO, an east to northeast wind, is at 2 miles per hour and it is 24 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Sunrise from the center. We await the sunrise a few minutes away yet today. Thanks for joining us on WRCO and WRCE Radio. This is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Stones, you had a wild hair on too.
Chris, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO, 7-11 the time. A nice day yesterday. We got up to 43, so out with a little fresh air and playing in the yard with the grandbabies, neighbor kid there for a little bit. But as soon as the sun went under yesterday, then it got a little chilly. Little chilly watching that Packer game as well against the Vikings. But then it is Packer Bear Week this Sunday, and I saw, there's all kinds of classic posting, people putting up different memes and whatnot, but they did show one that anybody that had a Bears uniform should show up today for practice in Chicago. Got a jersey, I told June, go play for him, I don't know. This is Jamie O'Neill, and I love my life.
Chasing the cat up a tree. I'm looking out the window, happy just to watching my world go round. And I think to myself, how lucky can a girl be? I've got everything more than I ever dreamed. I love my life. Thank God for all I have, and then I love this man.
Up in a high rise. She's got a big old rock on her left hand.
Tracy Byrd, Don't Love Make a Diamond Shine, the pride of Pea Ridge. Hank Bray is coming up in just a little bit. We'll see what kind of jokes he's got going today. Hopefully we don't have to beep him or anything like that if he gets too risque. Anyway, and that's coming up. We have birthdays and anniversaries as well for the 30th of December, right around the corner today.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Meyer Oil and LP thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
For over two decades, Wilson Door and Construction has been synonymous with quality and reliability in Richland Center. Specializing in wick buildings, garage door installation, and removal, we pride ourselves on delivering exceptional service and results. Whether you're needing garage door service or need expert construction services, trust Wilson Door and Construction for the job. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
Season's greetings from Rick Morgan at the Richland Center Landfill. Your trust makes everything we do possible. Wishing you a holiday season as wonderful as you are.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2 to 4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31 to 40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup. Today,
oh, good morning, Philip.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much, and you have a good weekend?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Right.
Good.
Yeah, too much food and sugar and things good. Like that. I'm kind of going leaner today. But then...
On what?
Well, on sugar and cheese and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry to hear that. You have a good weekend with your family?
We did.
That's
lots
awesome.
Of fun. The grandbabies were back and always make us laugh.
So yes.
That's good. Need a little of that.
And what made me laugh yesterday was that Green Bay Packer game. Hey, let's play for 8 minutes and play for the rest of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Let's come back.
Disgusting.
As Mike Clemens said, too, it's hard to pinpoint like a signature win. I mean, there maybe one or two of them. I mean, they had some pretty good game like Seattle and some of those, but they were a lot of times there were teams that were struggling a little bit with injuries and whatnot.
Did we play the Rams?
I don't think. Did we?
Yeah, I think we did, actually.
I think we did, and that's probably who they'll play.
Because we played then. That's the only playoff team they beat, wasn't it?
I think so. That's
or did they play Tampa Bay?
Potentially.
I can't remember.
No, I don't think so. That's who they'll potentially play, I think,
right.
In the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it'll be a Saturday. And that's what I would bet on.
And then, they're going to bump your show, Phil.
They will. They throw the kind of what I would say the not such primetime games.
I don't know, but I think that will be a good one.
Probably it'll be a good game.
And, you know, the Packers don't do very well on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So I think they have too much fun, Phil.
They'll have to be road warriors.
Yes. Yeah, because they're not going to get a home game unless Washington upsets.
Some sort of upset.
If the only way they get a home game, if Washington gets that 7 seed and both teams keep winning.
We laugh and joke, but not that it means anything, but don't overlook the Bears either, you know.
Yeah, hey, did you hear about what they're doing at Soldier Field?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they're going to make it like a safe haven, like for tornadoes and stuff. You can go there.
Uh-huh, right.
Because there's no touchdowns ever.
Is that
recorded.
What it is?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Watch out.
Yeah, it's already started.
Under the wrath of June Knee here.
I'm sure I already am.
And let me tell you, 37 years worth.
I'm already in trouble with association with you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's probably true.
Hey, what do you call AC/DC? What would AC/DC have been called if their songs were about world history?
I don't know.
What about ADBC?
Not bad.
All right.
Yeah, that'd have been a good name for a band.
It would have been, yeah. My brothers and I sometimes laugh about how competitive that we are, Phil. Mm-hmm. But I laugh the hardest.
Do you really?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
What do you call Batman when he skips church?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
Yes. You dug deep for that
I
one.
I did. He once played Batman, I think. Yep.
What is Corn's favorite holiday?
Corn's favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I give up.
It's a New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Sixth grade comedy club.
Yes.
Man.
Well, at least I made the sixth grade comedy club.
Right.
So
a step up this week.
Yeah.
After your visit to Pea Ridge.
What did the chicken say when the farmer came to collect?
Buck, buck, buck.
No, Lego my egos.
Lego my egos.
Yeah, I've been on a field trip. You have a special guest telling jokes today, Phil.
Bexley, I do.
Gavin. Yeah. It's going to be after Chet's chuckle.
All right.
But it's one of those Southern girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
You collected a joke while you're in Pea Ridge.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, a sponsor of the Chet's Chuckle Spotlight.
Yes, thank you.
On Monday mornings.
Jeff and Angie down there, always making people shine. So
you collected a couple of jokes?
Yeah, a couple jokes. Her name is, Bexley Gavin. Her father is the one that goes with us out west when we go four-wheeler riding.
Okay.
So we call him Aunt Jamin.
Okay. Aunt Jamin. Okay.
So Bexley Gavin.
8 years old.
8 years old. Pea Ridge Intermediate School.
All right. Here we go.
What do you call a cow with no back legs? Ground beef.
Ground beef. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So she's got another one.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Did you load that one?
Yeah, we have it, I think.
You do? Yeah, let's see what it.
Okay.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they would be bagels.
I even put background noises in there, yes.
Joanne
and her bagels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Bagels. Bagels.
Mm-hmm. They were making fun of us the other day.
Who was?
Some folks that June's related to from south of the border, Illinois. And they're saying we say bagels funny. I don't know if they... I think they say that we say bagels or something like that.
Bagels?
I've never said bagels in my life, but... I guess.
Well, anyway,
some do.
Just to make them happy. It was a nice joke.
It was a nice joke.
So I like the bagels.
The other debate we had over the weekend was, okay, so let's say you take some ground beef out of the freezer.
Right.
Okay. What do you do with it before you cook it?
You defrost it.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. People commonly say, I got to unthaw some meat. But when you think about it, you're... thawing it. You're not unthawing it. If you unthaw it, you'd freeze it. So that was a big debate over the Christmas table the other day. Oh, who says unthaw? And I said, I don't know. I guess I've been guilty of that over the years. Unthaw.
I'm thawing it or unthawing it?
Yeah. I got to unthaw some beef. Well, you're not. Yeah, I guess. So that was a heated debate there. But
did you win?
No.
I didn't figure
it. I just shut up and listen.
You know, that would be a first. That's a good joke,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that the makers of Head & Shoulders shampoo are releasing a new body wash, Phil?
No, really?
Yeah, it's called Knees and Toes.
Knees and Toes. Head & Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Knees and Toes.
Say, Hank, a boy asked his father, Dad, are bugs good to eat? That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over the dinner table, the dad replies. After dinner, the dad asks, now, son, what did you want to ask me? Oh, nothing, the boy says. There was a bug in your soup. Now it's gone.
Oh, that is so true, though. It is. Dad, why are you showering again?
Uh-huh.
Dad goes, why are you showering again? You just showered before New Year's Eve party. Because I haven't showered since last year. So.
True.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. It's true. You can't get him. Yeah. Yeah.
You better shower this New Year's Eve then, Hank.
Hey, what's the flea? What is a flea's favorite way to travel?
By the circus, I guess.
Hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking.
Not getting any
sad.
Better.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What, do you know what? Do you know when a short person waves, it's called a microwave?
Microwave.
Joanne microwaves at us all the time.
Be careful.
Yes.
This was one that was always one of my closing ones at the 6th grade comedy club.
Oh, yes.
Where was King David's temple located?
I don't know.
Beside his ear.
Hello. Yeah. Are you done with those?
Yeah, I think I'm done with the 6th grade comedy club.
Yes, I have a closer here, buddy.
You do?
You can either pick one, two, or three.
Oh, I have a choice of closers. What's behind door number two?
Number two. Well, we're going to go with number one. So, all right,
buddy. A lot of good that did. Yeah.
A man gets stopped for speeding on Christmas Eve. Officer says that he was 5 miles over the limit. Man pleads that it is Christmas. Please show a little bit of compassion.
Yeah.
Right then, the officer said, if you can show me anything in this vehicle that is related to Christmas, I will let you off with a caution. The poor man then frantically struggles to search the car, the glove box, everywhere. And he resigned to the huge penalty and is pretty sad. He glances at the back seat and sees a pair of old ladies' underwear. Well, with enthusiasm, he holds him up in front of the officer and explains, there you are. What on earth has that got to do with Christmas, the officer explained. He goes, they're carols, he replied.
Oh. Hank.
What?
Hank. No.
Carol's his wife.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, boy. Yes.
I have more, Phil, if you need more.
That was a kicker there, I think.
Yeah, that was. we're pretty much done after that.
Exactly.
Buddy, have a great day and be kind.
Sounds good. You're working on those resolutions. You can let us know tomorrow what they
are. Oh, my resolutions are, I'm gaining weight.
All right. Woohoo. Have a good one, Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Sime family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Sime Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Some notes from this day in history. 1942, a near riot of Bobby Soxers in Times Square in New York greeted Frank Sinatra's singing engagement at the Paramount Theater. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys made their first appearance in the Grand Ole Opry. The year was 1944. And celebrities born on this day include Baseball Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax, who turns 89. Also, Football Hall of Famer Mel Renfro is 83. On the 30th of December. The birthday and anniversary salutes are next and sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from the Richland Center Primary School to Finley Fruit. Happy birthday, Finley Fruit, from Mom, Dad, Emerson, and Scarlett. To Ethan Gold, have a great day today. Happy 18th. We love you so much, from Grandma and Grandpa Gold. Best wishes to Ethan, just down the road from me there. So I'll have to shout out the backyard a happy birthday wish today. Happy birthday to Aaron Wu from St. Mary's School today, and Tiffany Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Lynn Hansel, happy birthday from your husband. All the best. It says happy birthday to the angel in our lives.
Also, happy number 96 years young to Sis Neef from Bear Valley. This is from Judy and Terry. To Patricia Luttig from Brothers and Sisters, and also have a great day today from the entire family. Happy belated wishes to Marlon Keene. Happy belated 60th birthday wishes from Sue and Merriman. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Holly Huffman, Jenny Kronk, and Ethan Gauld. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Madeline Miranda and Kate Powell. Happy birthday, Kate Powell, from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Anniversary greetings to John and Lily Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also from Dave and Anita. And to John and Lily Durst from Lori and the guys. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today. A busy spot for birthdays. Happy birthday, Kayla Hackle. To Garen Hernan. Also to Eric Prohaska. Daryl Pulvermacher has a birthday, as does Linda Lewis. Happy anniversary, Eric and Lauren Herzog. To Mark and Brooke Kinney. And Myron and Lois Martin. Happy anniversary today.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in southwest Wisconsin, with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
For a little while ago, it seemed like the fog had lifted a bit, but fog has settled back in. We're at 24 degrees, headed toward 37 later today. It's 21 minutes before 8.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
To their valued customers, Muscadet Utility Department sends holiday cheer and gratitude. They're excited for what 2025 holds and wish everyone a season filled with love.
7:41, 24 degrees at WRCO. News, weather, and sports coming up in just a little bit. We'll share with you a recap of the annual Bi-State Wrestling Tournament. It was a busy weekend for Bill and David. And did a great job keeping us updated on that. Details on how you can win with our trivia question of the day. That's up in about 1 hour from right now. Happy birthday to Daryl Pulvermacher from Ben and Lisa and the rest of the family. We all love you, brother. Daryl, have a great day. And now here's one for our special couples.
Look out, all the night sky. Thank you.
The McCarters and a timeless and a true love. We dedicate that to our special anniversary couples today. Well, drive safely on your way out and about. A little fog to deal with again. So we're at 24 degrees in Richland Center. The fog, you know, I like the warmer weather. The fog is a nuisance, though. But then I don't like the colder weather that's supposedly coming this weekend. So what do we do other than complain about it, I guess. Phil and the opening, have a great Monday.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 24 degrees in Richland Center. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon today. Widespread fog, dense in many locations this morning and early afternoon. Primarily cloudy otherwise, with a high of 37. Tonight, cloudy with fog likely, dense in many locations. In addition, a chance of light drizzle and a rain or snow mix overnight, with minor accumulations, a low of 29. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 24 degrees. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of time it takes for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
In Wisconsin, voters must attest to U.S. citizenship when registering, but officials don't systematically verify it. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss raised the issue in November after voters amended the state constitution to limit voting to citizens only. No Wisconsin communities allow non-citizens to vote. There's no evidence that significant numbers of non-citizens vote illegally. Falsely claiming citizenship when registering to vote is a felony. A University of Maryland survey found over 9% of voting-age U.S. citizens lack easy access to proof of citizenship. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call shares thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the AG said intervention and treatment can play a role in reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happen early in the process and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Democratic AG said the state has some good programs in place for addiction and substance use treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charging decisions in OWI cases. The Department of Workforce Development recognized UW Health as a Vets Ready employer and awarded it a gold certification in the large-sized business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsmen program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian healthcare roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 5.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 76 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 11.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased a half cent in the last week and stands at $3.47 per gallon. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding Wisconsin residents to check their current property tax bill for the lottery and gaming credit. The credit provides direct property tax relief to qualifying taxpayers on their property tax bills displayed as a reduction of property taxes due. Lottery proceeds are paid into a separate segregated state fund. This year's estimated average lottery and gaming credit on property tax bills is $213. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date of the year the property taxes are levied, in this case, January 1st, 2024. If an owner is temporarily absent, typically for a period no longer than 6 months, the primary residence is the home where the owner returns. Principal dwelling means any dwelling the owner uses as their primary residence. You cannot claim the lottery and gaming credit on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. If a property owner is eligible for the credit as of January 1st, 2024, they should use the online portal to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. Department of Revenue will send the information to the county treasurer where the property is located or to the city treasurer if the property is located in a city that collects taxes under state law. A property owner only needs to apply for the credit one time. Once applied, the credit will continue annually for that residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions, are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forms page on the Department of Revenue's website. It's a grim landscape for newspapers in the Badger State, and more people are getting inaccurate information, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Here in Wisconsin, one in five newspapers has shuttered in the last year. UW-Madison professor Robert Aysen says the rise in social media as an information source and options like podcasts means people are increasingly getting news from biased or inaccurate sources. A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation.
Friend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce, including one that would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asks donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 4 opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. 2 blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties on New Year's Day. Participating in a first-day hike is a healthy, refreshing way to kick off the new year. First day hikes have a specific start time and gathering spot, providing a great introduction to winter adventuring for beginner hikers or those new to exploring Wisconsin's natural areas. Experienced hikers are invited to share their knowledge and help build the state's outdoor community. Warm clothing, hats, gloves, warm boots, or insulated hiking shoes are highly recommended. While many properties will be hosting first-day hikes around the state, a Keystone Anniversary celebration will take place at Muir Lake State Park in Baraboo. Join staff at the boat launch parking lot for a brief program at 11 o'clock, followed by a guided 1.5-mile hike on the Echo Rock and Cliffwood Coulee Trails. The Echo Rock Trail is a 0.3-mile, universally accessible paved rail leading to a scenic overlook. From the overlook, attendees can choose to return to the parking lot or continue on to the Cliffwood Coulee Trail. Refreshments will be provided and a fire will be lit to keep people warm. First day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. For details on first day hike events, visit the DNR events calendar. Investigators say a Milwaukee crime is connected to a homicide in Kentucky. Kentucky State Police allege 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis of Milwaukee forced his way into a home Friday morning and shot 2 women. One victim, Davis's girlfriend, died. Davis was taken into custody later that day behind the wheel of a car connected to the shooting. Court documents state that Davis told police that he broke into a Milwaukee credit union on Christmas Day, used the money to buy 2 guns and camouflage, and drove to Kentucky for the purpose of killing the victims.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Monday, December 30th. Larry E. Zink, 78, Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 11th at 3 o'clock at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Tributes continue to pour in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at 100 years old.
President Biden is remembering his dear friend of 50 years, former President Jimmy Carter.
We'd all do well to try being a little more like Jimmy Carter.
Carter died in his hometown of Plains, Georgia yesterday, nearly 3 months after his 100th birthday, the first commander-in-chief to reach that milestone. President Biden was one of the first politicians to endorse Carter's long-shot presidential campaign back in 1976. Former President Obama saying Carter taught all of us what it means to live a life of grace, dignity, justice, and service.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, said the country owes Carter a debt of gratitude. American authorities are headed to South Korea this morning to investigate that deadly plane crash in the southwestern part of the country. 179 people were killed in that plane crash. Two people survived, both crew members. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community.